you rotate them, or as I know, I can just say that field, this field, the other one.
Well,
and which county agent has, I have numbered them, see.
I see. Well, how would you describe, if just take one of the fields, if you were going to say, I'm not going to plant anything there next year.
I'm not planting anything in number one, or I'm not planting anything in number two this year.
I see.
I'll come back year after next.
Flat. Do you ever call them anything else? I mean, you call them north or south, or?
Well, not ordinarily.
Mm-hmm. And the something, what would you call something smaller than a patch?
Oh, maybe a plot or something.
Would you ever call it a lot? Something you plant?
Yeah, a small lot.
You might plant something there.
So I plant something this lot this year.
All right. Now you mentioned hog fence, and you mentioned the kind of wire fence that you have around your hog lot. What other kinds of fencing do you have on the farm?
Well, barbed wire and woven wire.
What kinds of wooden fences did they used to have?
Rail fences.
Did you have rail fences on your other farm? Your father's farm?
Yes.
What were they like when you were a boy?
Well, they crossed up and.
Were they just like this, you mean?
Yeah.
Did you ever use a stake and rider fence?
I don't believe so.
You know what that is? Are you familiar with them?
No, I've seen miles and miles of rail fences.
But not stake and rider.
I don't believe so.
They have two, like a cross like this and one coming down. They sometimes put that up over the, so up higher to protect, to keep the larger animals from getting over.
Yeah, up overhead.
Yeah. What different kinds of wire fences do you have? Are they all pretty much the same kind, or do you have different?
Well, about, I'd say 50-50 on my place.
What, about half what?
Half woven wire and the other half barbed wire.
You don't have any cage fences?
Well, woven wire, I call that cage.
Oh, I see. That's the kind that has the three different, the smaller?
Yeah.
The smaller?
Six stave or 12 inch. Or,
now, what's six stave? What does that mean?
That means 6 inches apart.
I see.
12 inches would be 12 inch staves up and down.
I see.
For small animals, you use 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
For hogs or something like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. It gets larger as
it gets up.
I see. Now, when you're putting in a wire fence, you have to drive these things into the ground.
Posts.
All right, and one of those would be just one?
Stake.
Yeah, or one post.
One post.
Yeah, and then a fence or wall made of loose rock or stone, what would you call that?
Wall. All
right, would you call it a stone wall or a rock wall, probably?
Well, it'd be either one, depending on which one's built of it.
What's the difference between rocks and stones?
Well, rock, you could have river rock, they call those rocks, and if you get it out of stone, where it was cut out, they call it a stone wall.
I see. So the stone you usually think of is something like granite or something?
Granite or something that's cut out.
I see.
And the other I'd say was rock wall.
I see. To fool a laying hen, you know, or a setting hen, they put an artificial egg in the nest.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call that? What did you call it?
Nest egg.
All right. Now, what's the name of that big country in Asia that Nixon's going to visit? You know, have you been reading about that? Great big country.
Well,
all right. What are expensive?